yesterday online. Lidoy newspaper detailing as they termed it, a COVID outbreak with the Ottawa 67s, which may have spread its tentacles into the minor hockey community here in Ottawa. So to get the very latest on that and just to get caught up in where we're at as far as a return to play with the Ontario Hockey League, we welcome General Manager James Boyd on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline this morning. How are you doing this morning, James?
I'm doing great, guys.
Good, good. So tell us, it was termed an outbreak, which is always, whenever I hear outbreak, I think, that means it's really, really super widespread. How would you describe what is going on right now with the 67s, the team, regarding this COVID-19 incident issue?
Well, I'll tell you, not too much. And the reason why is we have a limited number of players who are in town. You know, the team is, players are still at home across the province, throughout the United States, and they continue to train there. We do have a select group of players, you know, from Ottawa, who live in the area, and I can confirm that players have been exposed to COVID over the last, you know, month. I can't say, you know, pinpoint exactly where that occurred, and we provide all the support to our players like we would at any other off season. Dr. Taryn Taylor, our team doctor, is one of the best in the business. So, if players have concerns, if parents have concerns, they can reach out to Dr. Taylor and. You know, it's where all players, some were in self-isolation, they're back training and kind of back to what is the new normal. It's concerning when you get the news that there's a potential for sickness there. The only thing to do is to go into lockdown, and it's disruptive, but it's the right thing to do.
When you say that the players were exposed, does that mean they actually have the illness or are asymptomatic or have symptoms of it or what?
Well, confidentiality, I don't want to, through the process of elimination, you can figure out pretty quick. I don't want to confirm anything. One of the concerning things, whether it's, you know, players in Ottawa or players elsewhere in the province or in the U.S., over the last couple of months, there have been some concerns from players, you know, that they were at school and, someone tested positive for coronavirus. So they were at their gym, there's been an outbreak of coronavirus. It travels extremely fast. We know this, especially in that gym setting. So, we just tell them, provide all the advice to our players that, hey, you got to be careful. And if there's any sign of trouble, then, you got to shut her down for 14 days.
It's certainly still a shock, but at the end of the day, it was just kind of, hey, at some point it was going to hit somebody in the Ontario Hockey League. And it's probably hit other clubs as well, James.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, like I said, the Ontario Hockey League is not operating right now, so you got these players that are all at home, and they're training in different scenarios, right? Like, you've got some players that are in school and class. You've got some players, like our 67s, who are entirely online. But players, they're getting ice where they can. They're training at a gym where they can. They're busy, that can lead to exposure. So as much as we can, we encourage all of our players, hey, stay within your bubble. And do your very best, wear your mask and that sort of thing. And our players do a great job of that. But yeah, I think we're realizing here over the last few weeks that coronavirus is everywhere. I live in downtown Toronto here, guys, and both my daughters' schools have been interrupted, and there's been positive cases there. So yeah, you know what? It's definitely concerning when it's around. But to say we're surprised, no, we're not.
James Boyd, GM of the 67s, joining us. I understand as well that head coach Andre Tourney is just finishing up a self-quarantine after he was exposed as well?
Yeah, for sure. And, Andre's particularly, not that he wouldn't be sensitive. Normally, Andre's wife's a nurse, and, he knows what he needs to do. But Andre's going to be coaching the World Junior team. It's coming up pretty quick, So I think that we're looking at a training camp possibly sometime in November here. So he's going into that bubble. He's got to be really careful, to stay healthy for that important job there. So, yeah, I think that Andre's doing the right stuff.
James, any feel on the Rossies, and I won't say Quinn, but Rossies of the world as to what NHL teams are going to do come World Junior as to whether they'll send them or keep them? Or is this all predicated on when we find out when the hell training camps are going to open for the NHL?
I think it's team by team. I think that, in Rossi's case, he's in Europe. He's skating with a professional team in Zurich. He hasn't signed with the professional team, but I think we'll see him sign with Minnesota here shortly. and then they'll make the ultimate decision. I think that the fact that the World Juniors is in December, we might see an influx of some of those top players, who otherwise would be playing in the NHL. Hopefully they'll get an opportunity to join Team Canada in Edmonton. But really, it'll be up to the NHL teams. And this is one guy that, we could speculate all day long, but I really don't have the answers. We're taking the information day by day, but what a tournament it would be if all those players were returned. And, it'd be the first time in a long time that, maybe since, the lockout, that, Team Canada has a true Team Canada with that seven or eight players who, normally would be playing in the NHL.
Yeah, 2005. So we obviously the Quebec League returned. It has had to put a number of its teams on pause. The Western Hockey League, like the OHL, hadn't even started. Now the WHL has said, we're going to start our season. They have now pinpointed early January for a return to play. We haven't heard anything from the Ontario Hockey League. Are you involved in daily dialogue with Dave Branch and company regarding potential dates? Where do we sit on the status of a return to play for the OHL?
I'm not involved in any of those discussions, guys. That's taking place at an ownership level now. I'm imagining that there's serious financial implications and affects the teams differently. But I will say this: the leadership of the league, I think, has been tremendous. And in hindsight, I'm a play tomorrow guy. Let's get it going. But the league has been cautious. They've taken their time. It hasn't been a popular decision at times, but I think that now. It looks like the right decision, and I think that they're doing all the right stuff. So we're going to trust Dave Branch and company to make the decisions, and we're going to be ready when it comes time to play.
Done for all the right reasons, but are you still a little sting after the season being taken away from you last year, James?
I don't want to talk about it. It does sting. I'm going to be honest. It stings, and for some of our players, like if you can imagine this, being a teenager, we've got players who are drafted and trying to sign contracts. We've got players who are trying to make the World Junior team, and we've got players that are in their draft year. All these things that normal pressures of junior hockey or situations, and the uncertainty is tremendous. And I can go on this afternoon. Every area has a different approach, so I can go on this afternoon and our second round import pick Kasper Samontavaa, who plays in Finland. I can watch his game from Saturday. And I can watch our first-round pick, Nick Moldenhauer, who's playing in New Jersey for the New Jersey Avalanche. I can watch his game from the weekend, and there'll be people in the stands, and they're playing. So, we're taking the right approach here in Ontario. I'm convinced of that. But it's difficult for our players when they can go online and watch other players that they're in competition with, playing every weekend. So we're managing that. We're providing the support to our players as much as we can, trying to provide them with all the resources and the training opportunities like we would in any other off season, but this off season is getting awfully long. I can tell you that.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you live in Toronto. Scouting is the lifeblood of a general manager of a junior team. You're constantly looking for the next players. What is it like for you right now? My understanding is GTHL is shut right down. There's really not much hockey of anything going on in Toronto. Like how are you doing your job day to day right now?
I'm scrambling. That's what I'm doing. We get as much video as we can on players, which I normally would avoid scouting by video as much as I can, but now, that's all I do all day. Jan Eggert, his eyes got to be burning because, he's just combing these video feeds from rinks across North America. And, we'll wait to see what happens. Obviously in January, we hope the GTHL gets going. We got a close eye on the HEO, the U18s there, when they get going. But it's going to be a day-to-day thing. It's going to be find out at, noon that there's going to be a game in London, Ontario, and get behind the wheel and head down there and hope that you're allowed in the arena and there's going to be a game. That's really where we're at. So we're gathering as much information as we can, but we need some meaningful games here to make an evaluation. But our main focus has been on getting the 67s back up and operating and supporting, players as best we can. As we turn into the new year, we'll really focus on scouting.
Well, you had so much success with Rossi coming over as an import. That's probably a dream for a team. Is that an area that you're going to continue? You mentioned the Finnish fella, but continue to kind of hit on to augment and make your roster better with the import players?
Yeah, I think so. We have two players we're really happy with. Gaidamak, our first-round pick, the Russian, he's a really, really good player. And, you know, this is going to be in a period of adjustment, like there always is. You know, he doesn't speak any English, and he hasn't played in North America before, but he's one heck of a player. We're really happy with him. He's got size and toughness, and he's a responsible centerman, but he's one of the top players for the under-17 Russian team out in Western Canada in the month of November. And then Samontyov is a year older. You know, he was drafted to the LA Kings, you know, this year. He's a pure goal scorer. I mentioned it before on the show. I think, you know, for 67s fans, he's like a kind of a more offensive Kyle Maksimovic, if that's possible. You know, he's a guy that projects to score a lot of points in the OHL. He's playing men's league hockey in Finland right now, you know, against former NHLers and some seasoned pros and doing quite well. So he's a player that, again, if we can get playing here and get him over here, he's going to be, you know, I think a star in the OHL. So both of those guys are exciting players, but we got some work to do to get going.
With 67's GM James Boyd, do you have, you know, when we're hopeful there will be a time when you do get back to play, and all things being equal, Marco Rossi, let's say, is in Minnesota or maybe he's playing in Europe, but as you kind of project your team for the coming OHL season, how good a team do you think that you'll have?
We're optimistic that we're going to be very competitive. You know, I think that the silver lining here is normally when you graduate a bunch of players, you know, there's some uncertainty, you know, with those younger guys, and can they play? Can they make the step? I think last year, in the first half of the year, with Nikita Ohachuk and Marek Rypien and some other injuries, you know, our young defense got a chance to play, and they proved that they could play. You know, we were in first place at Christmas time, and some nights we'd have two 16-year-olds, two 17-year-olds in the lineup. So we're optimistic. It's interesting here because we know these guys can play. You know, the questions have kind of been answered, and so we're excited to get going. We're going to have a young defense corps, but outstanding goaltending, and up front we'll be able to score. There's some players there that are going to pick up the slack with the departure of Rossi and Austin Keating. The coaches are, you know, excited to provide those players with new opportunities. So I think we're going to be competitive for sure.
With yourself and Andre and the whole crew, one of the best development programs on the planet. There have to be NHL teams that draft players, agents, other people out there now that look and say, hey, if I've got the opportunity to come play here in Ottawa, I know I'm going to get a quality person and a quality hockey player when he's done his time here.
Yes, I think that we're going to reap the benefits there. I think that that's become obvious. I think Andre's reputation speaks for itself. When, you know, you're talking to NHL teams about imports, for example, they're thrilled that their players would have an opportunity to work with Andre and get that experience and play in Ottawa. So, our program's headed in the right direction, and our coaching staff has a lot to do with that.
All right. James, really appreciate the update on the COVID outbreak with the 67s. As much as you can say at this time, we'll keep our fingers crossed for the health not only of those players, but everybody else within the minor hockey community. I know this is its tentacles reach very far sometimes, so appreciate the update on that, and look forward to hopefully seeing your team especially, back on the ice at some point in the near future. Thanks for the time this morning.
Right on, guys. One last thing here. I want to wish a happy 86th birthday to Ottawa sports legend Brian Kilrea.
Yes.
He's probably golfing somewhere today.
Not today. Not in Ottawa, he's not. Well, he's a hearty golfer. I know that out of Rideau View, but he's not playing golf today. It's raining the crate like
him
crazy.
And Berger at the 19th hole having a pint at Rideau View. Who are you kidding?
There you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, James.
You got it, guys. Bye.
All right.